another ooky spooky week concludes. This is your reading for Friday, May 3rd. If you would like to see the spread, go to LVXMediaNet on Instagram. It will be published in the stories. All right, our cards today. The theme is the High Priestess, represents intuition and spirituality. The Tool card is the inverted Six of Wands, lack of achievement, lack of recognition. The Obstacle card is the inverted Judgment, which is self-doubt and not learning lessons. The Advice card is the Eight of Cups. The message here is to search within for old wounds that are still hurting, and we pretend that they're not. The Sixth Instinct is telepathy, the ability to transmit or receive thoughts supernaturally. Moon phase is a waning crescent. As this moon cycle ends, it's time to prepare for the next one, and this is done introspectively. All right, let's put this all together. So we got we're ending the week on a pretty good note. Our theme card, at least, doesn't suck ass like it has been the entire week. So the High Priestess is our theme today. It's a sign of our inner voice calling to us, and for us to let it guide us. Which actually aligns perfectly with the moon phase today. The moon right now is calling for us to pull back from the world a bit and to introspectively examine what has taken place in the previous moon cycle as we prepare to set intentions for the next. So the High Priestess is a much stronger and more direct suggestion to do so if you haven't already. So what are we supposed to meditate on as we look to set our new intentions? The inverted Six of Wands and the inverted Judgment are a solid tandem here that set the stage for this. The Tool card, the Six of Wands inverted, is typically a sign of feeling like we have failed everyone around us as well as ourselves. I think more importantly that we've been failing ourselves. It's a sign of crumbling confidence and lacking motivation, or motivation draining out of us, as if, you know, what's the point of anything? It's all for nothing. But there is a way that we can harness these kinds of negative thought patterns if we were so inclined to give it a shot. If we haven't been finding adequate motivation to look inward on what needs to change after all the messages this week, this one should be the clearest message that's written on the wall. If there are resounding feelings of failure and inadequacy, then turn inward and examine these emotions to find their source. Don't just wallow in misery, but instead look for the root of it and take the steps to correct it. I mean, how many more times does this need to be said? This has been coming out not just this week, but in the past few weeks as well. The Obstacle card here represents the outcome of not actively trying to find the root causes of these negative thought patterns and making a change to correct them. When inverted, the Judgment card symbolizes excessive self-doubt, as well as really unfair and unhelpful self-criticism. As we spend our time in a pity party, there's a strong possibility that we're going to miss opportunities that could make the positive changes we need if we had been open to receiving them. So I think this is a good segue to the Advice card, whose message is exactly what I was just saying. Find the root cause of why we feel this way. The source of these emotions is probably more deep-seated than we care to admit. And pretending like these wounds don't still influence our lives today only gives them more power to do so tomorrow. The stone today is not specifically suited for the reading, like for the context of the reading, but the clear quartz, it's an all-around great tool for strengthening our resolve, specifically in this case to make pretty serious life changes. Now, the other thing that it's good for is opening the mind to higher consciousness, higher planes of thinking, which is a really helpful tool to have if we're trying to make serious changes, to take an objective look, like backing away from our being in our the weeds of our own life and thinking about this from a higher, more objective perspective. And that's the best way to make serious determinations on how to improve our situation. There were also suggestions from the tool card, the Six of Wands inverted, that these feelings may possibly be so powerful or so strong at the moment that it's going to take the help of our friends and family, people we trust, to getting back on our own feet. Now, in the context of the whole reading and all of the other cards are suggesting, and the moon phase as well, they're all suggesting to do this introspectively. Now, introspection is typically something that's undertaken alone, but given the nature of what we're dealing with, of deep-seated wounds that are affecting us up all the way up to now and will continue to do so if we don't change anything, I think that if you're fortunate enough to be able to get professional counseling, I highly recommend it. I can tell you for myself, from my own experience at least, that it is 100% worth it. It is one of the greatest investments that you'll ever make into your own health. I promise, beyond anything that I don't even know what to like put up as at stake for to make that promise to you. I just, man, it's worth it. And the cards are all saying that it's time to take a fucking look, a serious look. They've been saying this for weeks. So, yeah, not sure how many more times we need to hear it to actually do something about it. And if you can't, you know, afford professional help, I understand that it's unfortunately, it's a luxury and not everyone has it. But friends and family are also really helpful. And I'm not a professional, mental health professional by any stretch of the imagination, but my phone line's always open if you need to talk about whatever. All right, so with that said, the phone number, if you want, is 833-LUX-PODS. You can call or text. It's anonymous either way. I don't know who you are if you don't tell me. I expect if you're reaching out for, you know, like a sympathetic ear, you don't want this. But if you're contacting just for a general comment or general question, comments about the reading, whatever the case, if you want your audio cut into the show, you can call and leave a voicemail. If you don't want me to cut your audio in, make sure to tell me if you're leaving a voicemail or if you're sending a voice note on WhatsApp. Because if I get a voice message, I assume it's so that it can be cut in. But make sure to tell me if that's not the case. Oh, shit. What else? If you want to see how I put all this together, go to patreon.com/lvxmedianet. There's a video that I publish at the end of every week. Should be out this evening, if I'm not mistaken. I had set it up a few days ago, so I don't really remember. But yeah, it's a video that shows like it's like a bird's eye view of my little workspace and how I do this whole little ritual that I do to get all the cards. How I shuffle, how I open the ritual, how I close it, and all the rest of it, how the stone is selected, all of that stuff. You get to see it for yourself. In addition, you also get to hear me ranting and fucking raving about absolutely nothing. I think that's a value added for entertainment purposes. Oh, shit. What else? Personalized readings. Oh, that's good. Yeah, I just reminded myself. So I've been annoying myself having to spell out LVX Media, because it's not LVX, it's Lux. Lux Media. It's just the V, like back in the old Roman times, was also used as a U. And I'm very cool, so I used a V instead of a U. But if you want to go to the website, you can use luxmediashows.com. L-U-X, luxmediashows.com. That goes to the same place, and it'll go to the spooky page, scroll down a little bit. You could fill out the form there and get yourself set up for a reading. Give me as much detail as you're comfortable giving. The more detail you give me, the more detail I can give back. But if you don't, you know, if you want to keep it general, it's totally fine. Also, scroll through the deck art, see which one you like, pick the one that you feel represents you. The deck art is kind of like your analog since we're not in the same room together. You know what I mean? Oh, shit. What else? Also, on luxmediashows.com, you can check out the other stuff that we get up to. There is a lot of boxing this weekend. Like, holy shit, a lot of boxing. And it's so much promise. I'm really expecting good things. So if you want to, so that in particular, go to the Boxing B-Sides section of the website, or look that up wherever you're listening to this. You can find the Boxing B-Sides. And we talk about the upcoming Canelo versus Jaime Munguia. That's this Saturday. And then Naoya Inoue versus Luis Neri. That's on Monday. Monday morning for us, like at 1 on the West Coast. So when the whole thing starts. But yeah. Also, you know, there's other stuff that we get up to. Political show, if you're, you know, you want to hear my fucking ranting and raving on that. The show's called Progressive Patriots. Okay. So, you know, get yourself prepped so you know what you're getting yourself into. All right. Did a really cool interview with former ambassador Ira Shapiro. Very brilliant man. We were talking about his book for a little bit before we just kind of started riffing, and it was fun. All right, that's it. No readings over the weekend, but as I mentioned, you can go fill out the form for a personalized one. I don't charge for these. I don't. It's entirely up to you. If you want to make a small contribution, it's perfectly acceptable. It's also perfectly acceptable if you don't. But until you do that, we'll be back. I will see you Monday. Same Ookie time, same spooky place.